allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from the March 16th, 2026 regular city council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to approve the minutes from the March 16th, 2026 meeting.
Second?
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 16th, 2026 regular city council meeting. Any discussion or corrections? If not, those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. Just a note, Hope, I just received a text from Mike and he's going to be absent this evening. Okay, Sheriff Ronneberg, you're up next.
All right. So your numbers for March, we had 89 complaints coming from the city, 110 out in the county. There was 51 off the interstate for a total of 250. And MHP had 13, referred to other agencies was 15 for a total of 278. And if you look over, so we've had 700 even complaints for them for the year to date so far. For cases, we opened one in the city, 9 in the county for a total of 10. And then we wrote one citation in the city and 10 in the county for a total of 11. So, and that's pretty much about it. I won't get into juvenile. We didn't really have any juveniles last month, so that was the month before. Don't really have anything else going on at the office, so except for mechanics.
Oh,
lots of mechanical stuff. So yeah.
Oh, I saw a truck unloaded up on a Hanser vehicle today.
What's that?
Said I saw a sheriff's truck on
there. Yes, that darn thing threw all the warning lights. Been throwing for 3 days now, and we'll just stop and can't get it started again. And have no idea what's going on with it. Should be under warranty though, hopefully.
Any questions from the council?
I was just curious how the truck driver was that flipped on the interstate. Was he okay? That looked pretty bad.
Yeah, he was okay.
Wow,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, he lost both of his dogs. He had two dogs with him. One died in the crash, the other one had to be put down. He turned out all right.
Because it looked like it was crushed on the driver's
right.
side. You know,
yeah.
I was like, oh, that doesn't look good.
No. He was a little banged up, but not too bad.
That's amazing.
Any other questions from the council? Public have any questions for Sheriff Oliver? Mike Shirley.
Good job on your guys' work.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Mike.
The scanner just doesn't shut up sometimes.
Nope, it does not. Hey, you know, we're still a lot luckier than our surrounding counties. But the numbers of calls for service, and so I'm kind of thankful for that. You know, we have enough to go around, but we're not running the gun all the time like the other counties are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're doing pretty good, I think.
Answered.
Yeah. So far, cross our fingers.
Yeah. Any other public comments, questions? All right, thank
all right.
you, Sheriff.
I got to go to another meeting, so we'll see you later.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Would the council have a motion for informal consideration on any or all the remaining agenda items?
You're talking.
Yes, I will make a motion for informal consideration of all remaining agenda items.
Your second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to have informal consideration on the remaining agenda items. Any further comments from the council? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. All right, Christopher, Public Works Report.
All right, I'll start with water. Big thing coming up is West Tech will be on site to upgrade the hardware programming and SCADA systems. It'll be here the week of April 27th. So they should be here about 4 days and get everything switched over.
How often does that happen, Chris?
Well, it's been 7 years, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of depends on, the big reason for this push is that some of the communication devices that we have for communicating between the plant and the shop and the tank and everything are no longer supported. So we're upgrading all those to a different system. And then our computer was at Windows 10 and it wouldn't jive with what we have in there. So we have to, since that's not supported any longer, had to update that as well. So a lot of it has to do with what's still supported in software and hardware world. So hopefully that's a short period of time, but I doubt it. You know how technology runs. So.
Thank you.
Sewer. After talking with him, I a little bit on this recent backup that we had. I think we need to consider looking at upping our maintenance budget and schedule to get the mains cleaned on a 3-year rotation. Do it every year, but do a third of town every year instead of right now. We've happened to be on like a 5-year schedule, so I think that would be better. So that's something to consider during budget time. Just wanted to bring it up now so you guys be thinking about it, but get that schedule bumped up sooner. It won't cost as much now because we've pretty much had everything cambered in the last 5 years. So now it'll just be bringing them into clean for probably at least 2 or 3 cycles, maybe more, maybe 3 cycles, so that'd be about 9 years that we could probably go through and camera things again. Just something to look for during budget time.
When you do that, there's no disruption to service?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Was this a recommendation from MMIA or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was. Not a direct you will, it was a it might be better if type of thing. So
what was their reasoning?
What's that?
What was their reasoning?
Just to, because before we were kind of on a 3-year cycle and we got away from that for, well, there was a few years we didn't get anything done, and then it looks just closer. If you keep a regular 3-year cycle, it just, if you have backups or something, that makes you less liable for them. Streets, we're going to be finishing up excavation of project streets starting tomorrow. Figured it'd take about 2 weeks. We ended up having to rent a excavator from REO. County's got theirs, both of theirs tied up in projects they're doing for the next 2 weeks, and I'm not sure exactly when the contractor's going to want to start, but we need to stay ahead of that. So we'll be hitting those pretty hard, very hard, this weekend, probably next week too, to finish everything up. There is an issue on 8th Avenue, close to Busha, be on the south side of Busha. There's a house there that has some trees that are right on the edge of the street right now. And they're going to be, if we try to leave them there and go around them, it's going to end up just putting a big puddle right in their driveway. The homeowner's driveway, so we're gonna have to. I'd like you guys to go look at them. take a peek and grab me. I'll be up there tomorrow if you just want to drive by. We can point out where they are. But those trees are probably going to have to go. So I don't know how the homeowner will take it. They are technically on our property, and they probably never should have been allowed to be planted there in the first place, but they just ended up there, you know. So there's three of them, I believe. One had, had to be removed during the water project because it was too close to the curb stop. They couldn't even dig the curb stop up for it. So that's going to be an issue. But other than that, I think everything else is fine on that. But I would like to get the council decision on those trees before we tear them out. So
that's going to be in the 400 block of East A.
Yes. But yeah, if you want to run up the next couple of days, we'll be
there.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. So that's streets. Solid waste, we did get our annual burn permit approved, so we were planning on burning the pile transfer site on April 22nd. It'll be county sanitarium coming inspected on the 10th. So hopefully we got all the stuff that was dumped on us out of there. Corey and Sean spent probably about a good 6 hours with the backhoe and the loader and by hand pulling illegal things out of the burn pile. So
I saw that.
We posted something on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw the post. Does that happen every year?
Yeah.
Should we maybe make some laminated signs and stick them on the stuff up?
People don't care.
We've got signs all over down there. Clean wood waste only. I don't know how else you describe it.
But pressure-treated stuff ends up in there a lot.
Pressure-treated stuff, painted, varnished.
Maybe some signage, though.
We could try putting more signs up, some bigger ones or something, I guess, but I don't know.
More people have to drive through the scale.
Well,
be reminded.
Yeah, well,
and somebody can take a peek. Hey,
they also decided that
treated
recently that fence doesn't mean anything, so we just cut it and tried in there from outside the transfer site. We put the fence back up, but I think I'm going to have to haul a bunch of concrete blocks and stuff along there, so if they do cut it, they still can't drive in. So the fence is back up, but the blocks aren't there yet. It's been a fight since we opened it up, but this was just a particularly noticeable one.
I think there's some on the side of the building over there we could use too.
There's a sign over there.
On the west side of the building, that there's some cement pylons that.
Oh, okay. There. Yeah, those big blocks.
Yeah, I think we need
jumbos.
Yeah, okay. Use those.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch of old curb and things that have been torn out of other projects. Manholes, we could throw all kinds of stuff across there. So, anyways, we need to tighten that up a little bit. But
I wish people followed the rules because, you know, a lot of times when you're pulling trees out or brush out, it's weather related. And I can do it today, but the dump's not open type thing. You know, so you can't wait till it's open to get the branches in there. So it'd be nice to have access to that, but the problem is people throw whatever they want into it.
Yeah.
We've done our best to work with you guys, like on the when there's big acts of weather, to put some stuff out there to help for that, because I agree.
Well, they put those big roll-off containers out for people to throw their branches in. They fill them up with garbage.
Trash.
Both times or just the first time?
No, the end of the first time they did. But the last time, that would stay pretty clean.
That would stay clean.
Yeah. We got like four boxes swapped out of there. So.
Sorry, just to clarify, MDF can go in there or no?
What?
Like MDF furniture?
No.
Fiber?
No.
Okay.
No, anything that has like any glue or anything in it. So like even plywood and particle board, none of that can go in there.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, so we did solid waste. Now, parks. We had some wind damage at the park besides the trees. The picnic shelter roof is pretty bad, needs replaced. I did receive a quote from Bluebird Roofing for $4,570.22 to replace the shingles. And I asked about steel too, and that was $11,609. So I think shingles would be fine. I guess the thing we're going to run into with all of that, well, I'll bring it up during the trees. The whole park budget's kind of
shot.
Yeah, shot. It's been turned into the insurance, and they're okay with it. They came and I took him around and showed him everything that we turned in, all the claims that we had. So they've approved everything. They said just start getting things fixed and send us the bill. Just that we will get reimbursed, but we just don't have the money in the budget now. So they might, Hope's going to figure that one out for us. Right, Hope?
Right.
Right. besides the park, other wind damage, we had claims on the park trees, picnic shelter, the library roof. It's got some shingles that stood up. Bluebird's going to come and inspect the roof and take a look at it. Our flagpoles got beat pretty bad. All the cabling and stuff on them got ripped apart. We lost some vent louvers at the blower building. It blew the hood off of our street roller and broke fiberglass, sent it down the street. And then we had a door get away from us on a pickup, damaged the door. So that's scheduled to go to the body shop here next week or the week after. So we're still in the process of gathering quotes and stuff for the repairs and replacements and stuff. That's where we're at. Lots of wind damage. Could have been worse, though. At least none of the park trees fell on anything. Yeah. Or anybody. That's it.
That's it. Any other questions for you, Council? Any questions for Chris from the public? Alrighty. Thanks, Chris. Okay, Mr. Lippert, you're up next about an item.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I suggest we put off a discussion about an attorney for this evening. What I'd like to do would be to have a closed session with council to discuss litigation strategy. So I think we'll send out an email, see about folks' availability. It's not going to be a long meeting. I'd say half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. But there are some things that I need to advise the council and have a discussion with the council about that we don't need the public to be aware of at this point in time.
But this meeting will have to be publicly noticed as a closed session.
Sure. So I guess what I would say is that I think the council received copies of the objections at our last meeting, and in my discussions with Water Court Counsel, I guess in my opinion, I think we need to have an attorney on board sooner rather than later, but the fact of the matter is that probably that attorney won't be required to attend a hearing for months, maybe years. So, but I think we need to have somebody on board But that's one of the reasons why I want to have a discussion with the council is some of the information that I received, I think, is important for the council to understand before we make that decision.
Well, would there be a particular day or time for those present with the council that it'd work for?
I think in like next week, this week.
Next week, probably.
Okay.
We have to publish in advance,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we do.
To give like a council meeting, so just a 48-hour.
Should be good next week. I should be okay next week. The week after I won't be, but next week I could.
Next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I should probably come on a Monday next week.
Yeah, just let me know.
The earlier the better, I guess.
Earlier, okay.
Good things in the afternoon, late in the afternoon. So.
Next Monday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like 10 o'clock, does that work?
Work,
yep.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Monday?
10:30.
Okay. We'll have to check with Mike, I suppose, to make sure, give him an opportunity to agree to that, right?
I think what we do is just meet at the City Hall.
Okay.
Is that 10:30?
Yeah.
That's on the 13th. Any other questions from the council on this? All right. Next item is bulk water purchase by Bullet Contracting. You want to address this, Mr. Bullock? Or?
Yeah, we're wondering if we could get no more than about a million two gallons through the month of, or the first week of May. So from now till the first week of May. And no more than 1,000,001.
All right.
And just one or two trucks is all.
One or two trucks per day?
Probably one or two trucks running, probably three trips a day. Okay. Maybe four.
Okay.
Okay.
For 5 days?
Well, probably 3 days, and then three or four days off, and then 3 days.
Okay.
And not, we'll try to keep off the weekends, the Saturday, Sunday then.
Chris, do you have any concerns about that?
I do not.
Everything will be set up?
Shouldn't really have any long disruptions. If we do, we'll let you know. It'll be the same thing as we worked through last time. If there is a disruption, we'll let you know and you can shut the trucks down.
Mm-hmm. Any other council questions, comments? Anything from the public? Okay. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve the bulk water purchase for Bullock Contracting.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bulk water purchase by Bullock Contracting. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion as carried. just set things up with Chris. And
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Kaufman, you're up on the spring cleanup.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. So I'm working through putting together dates for the spring cleanup and hazardous waste day. It's going to be both at the same time. I've got three dates for the city, so if you guys want to let me know what works best for you guys. May 23rd, May 30th, or June 6th are the dates that I would like to use. Those are all Saturdays.
Those guys.
Yep.
What was the date in June
9th?
June 6th.
Okay, thank you.
And annual barbecue. I'll add that to the.
Could
that.
You say the 3 days again?
Yes. May 23rd. May 30th or June 6th. Slash bar.
Was that?
I won't be here.
Oh.
Actually,
thought,
I won't be here for any of them, so never mind.
My thought would be the 6th, just because, you know, the weather could be iffy on the 23rd, and the 30th is Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so people might be gone, and it's like, oh, I missed out on that day, so I think the 6th.
That's great. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying just.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
I agree with 6th.
Sure.
You won't be here.
Please, can I let some of you take my paint for me? Hey, paint is in hazardous waste, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So we can get rid of all our old paint.
Yeah, well,
you guys
I need a date so I can finish the flyer. So the reason I'm asking is so I can finish out the flyer, I can get it to Hope, and then Hope can put it on Facebook so we can circulate it within the city. Please remember that we are going to be asking, so we'll have to figure this out, what the appropriate check for city residents is going to be, like a piece of mail or a utility bill to check that if they are a valid resident. This is only for the city residents only.
Okay.
So same way we do it in like Red Lodge, we ask them to check out the utility bill.
How are you guys doing it for typical trash right now? Because there's different rates for city versus county.
This is free.
Understood, but
yep.
When people come through right now, what are you asking for?
City or county with same thing. So
that's
I
okay.
Just want to make sure that you
yep.
can use the same group
yep.
process, but I want to make sure that you guys are good with that. So
yep. I don't think we require anything at the transfer site.
The
they
address.
Just ask you, are you city
yep.
or county?
So they're not checking that?
Well, no, we check them when we ring them up, but yeah.
They do check them when they ring them up.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, there's...
Yep.
Because that was...
I've gone and I've just asked,
well,
are you city or county? And good
well,
thing I'm honest.
Michelle has been very stringent about that now, so...
Okay.
Yeah, because that was the whole thing about
yep.
the different prices, and
correct.
We know that people, I'm city, and they're not.
I would like to institute this.
Yeah,
just it's the same thing the city of Billings does. They ask you for like a utility bill or your a mailing address or something that has your current address on it.
Okay,
I would love to do this.
That seems to be.
Well, I'm asking you to do this.
We should be.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We should be doing it now and then with this free day.
Well, when we set it up, we agreed
anything.
Not to do it at first. We
correct.
Agreed to just ask if they were city or county.
That's news to me. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I thought we were supposed to provide a utility bill.
We decided to try it out for a little while and see how it went.
Has it been... Do you think it's being abused right now? People outside the city doesn't know.
Honestly,
yes. You do.
Yeah. I think that people know because what we're seeing is just like anywhere else is that the intention was is that people that were within the contracted part of the agreement benefit from that, and the people in the county don't benefit from that. So just like in the city of Billings, there's a drastic price difference between city and county.
Yeah.
I think that would help mitigate that issue as well.
I would have thought
we've already got the process set up.
We're going to give it a year and see how it works.
Yeah.
But
you are correct.
No.
We're there.
So the year's up.
I said we're going to give it a year. I don't know where we're at.
I would like to do that for this event, though.
Yes. I definitely agree for this event that you
please.
Have to provide proof of residency.
So,
yeah.
So we'll have to make a motion and include that in it.
The date
during a
some proof of residency.
Yeah, your utility statement, I think, has that on there, doesn't it? Does it not?
Yeah.
So we should be able to use that. Not a P.O. box.
Okay, so the council wants June 6th as the designated date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Oh, I got a bunch. Yes, I did send an email to Hope and to Jim about agreeing to have the final performance bond for the totality of the contract by the middle of May, and I will have that done essentially sooner than that, but I'm hedging that just in case. We've had some substantial changes at HQ and some substantial changes in the people that would have to sign off on that. It's gone up all the way to our SVP, which is Catherine Ellingson, that has to sign up on this now. So that's two steps from the gentleman that runs the entire company. So the process has gotten way drawn out further than it has to be. So apologize for that. That'll get taken care of much quicker. But I did send you an email acknowledging that. The draft memorandum of understanding for the county way, it is our intent and what I had worked with Hope on to move forward with this between the city and Republic Services. We agree that the document or the data that Hope is providing is accurate and that we are going to use that as our method to provide the credit back to the city to make sure it zeroes out at the end of every month. That way it is not offset. That will stay in front of the disposal tonnage that the city of Billings decides to put on, that's anywhere from 8% to 16%. So that will keep that zeroed out always, which is a good thing for you guys. So I was hoping to have a draft of that, but both myself, Tad, and Lindsay agreed on to that, with our general manager this morning. The final portion of it has to go to our legal, and then Jim and the city, I would send it to you guys and then make sure that the language in it is appropriate. I don't think that there's any reason to think that we couldn't have this done by the next city meeting, so we can vote on that and get that done. My intent is to have that done by the end of this month so that it's retro to the last month, so that you guys don't see it, so we stay in line with it. So
do we need to table that for now? I make a motion to table the draft memorandum of understanding with Republic Services for county way credit.
Second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to table the draft memorandum of understanding with Republic Services for county way credit. Is there any further discussion within the council or questions? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried.
One last thing is, Chris, if you just let me know how many bids you're going to need for the yes. And then if there's anything around the area that needs to be moved, I think there's going to be, because it's substantial.
Yeah,
but I want to make sure we get that. And that brings me back to one other thing. We did have the city move one of our trailers into a padded area there into off on the gravel so that we can get them out of there. They have now been turned over twice because of wind, and we feel like that's a safety hazard, so we're getting them out of there. In the past, they have been vessels that we use to store carts, but they don't. I don't want them there anymore, so we're going to get them out of there. And I also think that they knock down the vents as well.
They help.
Yeah. So.
So has that credit that the city has been taken care of?
It will be taken. It was posted this evening. It'll show up tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have anything else, Ol?
Invoicing has been looking consistently, I would say, better.
Councilman Wilmer?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, Ryan, on the spring cleanup day, are the hours going to be the same as a typical Saturday? Are you going to extend that at all? Because it could be long lines. You know,
yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. So
have to have it figured out as well.
We don't have to. It's June, so.
Yeah, I can't answer that right now. I agree with you guys. I think we should have. I think we should have something longer. They don't have to run across the scale, but we'd have to check them since it's a free dump day and all of the bins are free. There's no reason for us to utilize the scale. We just have to make sure that we have someone checking that or checking them as they're going through. Yeah.
Their address or whatever.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, these are free bins for the city to utilize. Just how many ever we think we're going to need. The only thing I worry about talking this out loud is, what if county residents try to come and use it at the same day? But my thought would be that this is for the city only, so this would be a city use day only.
Close it to the county.
Yeah. I would like to. Like,
that makes sense.
That way, because we can only have so many containers there that we can move within a day. I would like them to be utilized to the fullest extent to the city and only the city. So, that'd be good.
Is there a list of what's acceptable and unacceptable as far as hazardous?
Yes, there will be a list.
Okay.
And once I get that to Hope, it'll be posted up on Facebook.
So maybe you could notify Hope as to the times.
Yep. That you guys would like to do it on, or that we can work through with.
Anything else from the public? Are we good with Ryan?
Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, Hunter Roberts, you're up next.
Good evening, thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members.
I'll call you.
Oh, you're good. So I just wanted to give you a quick update on Crazy Mountain Renewables. Just over the past few months, continued meeting with community members here locally, as well as engaging with state leaders, all with the goal of educating people on plasma-enhanced melter technology and what it can mean for Sweetgrass County, Big Timber, and Montana long-term. Aaron here was great enough to put on an event sponsored by the Chamber as well, and I got great community engagement questions on the technology and what it could provide long-term in terms of a zero landfill initiative. I've also engaged and has started expanding EPA outreach because recently news stories came out regarding the Butte soil remediation efforts, and because this technology can actually handle that without having to move soil to places and sit around board meetings and discuss where to put soil. It's one way that I'm trying to find a way to let this technology shine and maybe have it showcased in Montana. In addition, I connected with the mayor of Missoula. They're working on a total zero waste goal by 2050. And I reached out to them and they'd never heard of this technology, and this could accelerate that timeline by 20 years to 2030. So it's certainly raised some eyebrows amongst other leaders around Montana. And then that said, I want to be very clear about something though I've heard very loud and clear from this community. Big Timber does not want to become a large-scale waste hub, and I completely agree with that. So at this point right now, because of the technology in itself and the scale at which we would have to deploy something here, we need to wait for this technology to further become more usable and come more price point efficient so we can deploy something just for our community and our community alone. Because that was the original goal, what I started with, is just to bring something that would assure Sweetgrass County and Big Timber to be landfill free and for us never have to entertain the option. And so keeping it small is definitely wise and warranted. So this is a long-term play, and it's about positioning Montana and communities like ours to have better options down the road. And on that front, I'm also working with Sarah Mask. She's a retired MSU art student who's been aware of this technology for a lot longer than I have, as well as is in communication with the company and the CEO, and has been working with the glass slag in our art projects. She is working on a grant right now to bring a large-scale event to MSU where leaders across all the state can come and engage the company and CEO and the director of technology directly to discuss this and how we could deploy this to become a truly landfill-free state. No date yet, but right now. And in addition, Pablo, who's the director of technology, is going to be coming to Montana in August. And I'm working with Sarah to figure out a date. And I'm going to think I'm going to be getting with Aaron soon here on trying to coordinate an event here in Big Timber just for our community to come and pummel him with every question we can think of on why this wouldn't be good for our community long term. So ultimately, the vision is simple: to give communities real information, real access, and real input so we can start moving forward becoming a landfill-free state. Trash isn't going away, and this is a long-term strategic strategy, not a fix-it-now problem. I'm going to be staying on top of this, continuing to educate people, but I think also right now, as you are all staying on top of everything, is just as important for consistent maintenance, thoughtful planning in our community, because that's what makes our town special. At the end of the day, this project, as I keep bringing it to light, working on solutions and a price point, I hope that we can get there sooner rather than later, because trash is only increasing whether we like it or not. Consumerism is only increasing whether we like it or not. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate everybody's support and all the questions I've had throughout this, and I just continue to trudge forward and educate the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hunter. Does the council have any questions for Mr. Roberts? I guess one thing I would ask, Hunter, are you requesting a letter of support from the city at this time?
Yes, sir. I am requesting a letter of support. That would be very helpful in my endeavors to pushing this forward with state leaders, federal representatives. Okay. Absolutely.
So that's what will be on the table this evening.
So, like, what would be in a letter of support? Like, what would you want it to say?
Welcoming that this technology certainly would be an avenue down the road that you would welcome into our community. I'm not looking for funding. Again, it's just a technology that's viable, that's closed loop, zero emission free, no landfills, and ends trash completely where we deposit it, right then and there. So, as I said, I'm looking as a community member, ultimately a homeowner here in town, to a long-term strategic plan for dealing with our trash. So I'm just carrying this forward as a private citizen, and just that support would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Jeff, do you have anything?
No, I'm just saying this letter of support isn't, we're not locking into any kind of a contract. This is just a saying that this is something that we would be interested in if this was put into place and was, you know, affordable, or, you know, the amount of waste that came out of this isn't gonna do something to our area. So I think that's all he's asking for.
It seems to me we already decided to do this, to make a letter of.
He asked about it, and then he was going to come back.
He was going to come back with more information. And,
yep. And it got a little more expanded, and I didn't get back, and so I had to gather some more details, but yeah.
Do you have some brochures or something on this again?
I do have some flyers here. As I said, I'm trying to put everything on the website, just not to create trash. But yeah, I have some flyers here that go right to where it is, and all the PEM technology and everything, and I'm continuing to update websites and The information from the CEO is on there. He's the best to speak about it. He's a graduate from MSU, chemical engineering, and you got it. Anybody else?
I've got one.
Please. Thank you.
Right.
Who would this all to be out there? We talked about having this out. This would have to be somewhat out of town. Yeah.
Jim, can you help us draft a letter of support?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll put together a draft for your consideration next meeting.
Okay. Is that okay with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that all right with you, Lynn?
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the request for a letter of support for Crazy Mountain Renewables.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to, what was that?
Provide a letter of support.
Provide a letter of support for Crazy Mountain Renewables. Is there any further discussion? Is there any public comment before we vote on this? No? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, Aaron, please, you're up next.
Yes.
Go ahead.
He asked to be removed from the agenda.
Oh.
But it was too late because
okay.
I had already posted it. So.
Okay. Chris, you've got the next item. The bid on the...
bid for the street projects?
Yes.
Well, it looks like we opened 8 bids for the street projects, which is pretty good. That's really good. A lot of interest in it. The low bidder was Weave Construction out of Billings at $242,206. That's for that block of Hart Street, 2 blocks of Hoover Street between 7th and 9th, and 2 blocks of East 8th Avenue between Harris and Busha.
And we worked with Weave before?
Yeah, we did Cooper Street by the Civic Center.
Okay.
They actually did our last paving project.
Okay.
They actually don't pave themselves unless they bought a paver, but they contract the paving out. They just do all the site work and get ready. Any questions? You got the bid tabs here, what everybody else bid. Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at the details, but you just said about paving. That's on here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking at it to make sure.
Yeah, it's okay. I saw that on there.
We need a motion for this right now. You're going to need more discussion.
Is there any public comments on these bids? The high bid was $478,000 plus change from Millennium Construction. I don't know where they're from, but any further comments or questions from the council? Okay.
I'll make a motion in line with Great Western's recommendation that we approve the award for street project with the Weave Construction Company.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bid from Weave Construction out of Billings on the streets project. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. All right. Okay, Chris, you're up next about the trees in the park.
Okay, so during those windstorms, clear from December, all the windstorms we've had, we lost a total of 8 trees in the park. 6 of them blew down all the way, and then 2 of them knocked the tops out of them. They were rotten in the top, so we took them the rest of the way down. Question is, do you want to replace any of the trees that are taken out? MMIA is willing to pay $500 per tree, up to $500 per tree for a new like-kind tree in a 20-gallon container. I looking at what came down and where they are at, there was a lot of other trees around. I think it opened up the park a little bit and it looks better. I was talking to some law enforcement folks and they like where some of those trees came down because they can see into the playground a little bit better. So hopefully that will keep down on some of the shenanigans that go on in there.
And these trees would have to go right back in the same location or somewhere else in the park would be acceptable?
That's not really clear. I don't think they'd have to go in the exact same place, but...
But they'd have to be the same kind of tree.
Same kind of tree. And, I mean, we planted there's a whole lot of trees in the park that are still growing, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I personally think it looks way better with a lot of those out of there. Just open things up. I don't think it's necessary to put any trees back at this time. I mean, well, granted, insurance would pay for it, but we did remove three of the root balls that came up, but there's still five stumps left, and I got a quote on getting those ground. They'll pay $500 per tree for stump grinding, and I got a quote from Gibson's Tree for $1,800 for the five of them. So insurance will more than cover that. But then again, we're still running into that. We have no money in the budget to pay up front. We'll get it reimbursed. But.
Well, that's how I think we can get around it without having to do a budget amendment because we know that we're going to get those costs reimbursed. We're not going to go over in our general fund overall, and no. So we could go ahead and pay for them and get those costs reimbursed. If you wanted to do a budget amendment, we certainly could. I don't think it would be necessary.
I don't see a reason myself if we're getting reimbursed. It's
minus our deductible, of course. I mean, that we would have to pay that, but again, that could be covered.
Okay.
Chris, the areas where the root balls are removed, will that be graded out properly and reseeded with grass?
Yeah, they already have been.
Oh, okay. So I think the whole idea of putting trees could be out and just stick with the grass area.
Yeah, that was going to be my question to Chris was, do these really need to be put back in there because there are a lot of trees in the park and, it used to be where it was almost like a wall. You can't even see beyond it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be way worse.
So I'm okay with not.
So
are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm all right.
We need a motion to reject this then, right?
It can die if you don't.
Okay, just let it die.
One thing I've noticed too, especially during the farmers markets,
it's nice to
when you're walking around up there, you're stepping on those big pine cones, and
yeah,
it must be fun to mow.
Mm. It chops them up for you.
Yeah.
So any of
those trees didn't get it. They didn't get damaged though. The pine cones, dropped eight pine cones, they're still there. Ponderosa.
So they're all still there.
Yeah,
I was going to say. I was going to ask about the root system because a lot of them are surfaced. You pull those root balls out, but there wasn't any of those trees apparently.
No, they were one of the
ash or
something. One ash tree, and the rest were the fir.
Yeah, so the fir trees have any roots, surfaced roots?
They had some, but.
So you guys took all of that out as well?
Yeah, well, they tipped out. And we just took them back over there and scraped off as much dirt as we could
okay.
and pulled them up out of there.
Yeah, because you don't want to leave the tripping hazard.
Drove the loader down the street on two wheels. Yeah. Kind of heavy.
I bet.
Any comments from the council concerning the trees at the park?
Can the trees be put somewhere else, or if you use the money, they have to go in the park?
I think they have to go in the park.
Okay. That's all.
Is there any else place in the park? I worry about the next generation, the trees that are remaining. I understand it's opened up nicely, but the trees that are there, I don't know where they are in their lifespan. And if this is an opportunity to backfill them for the next generation, that might be worth it.
Honestly, I don't know how well these would survive putting them back where they were because
too much shade.
There's too much shade. Everything else is so large around there. It's up on that loud side of the park where all the big trees are.
Any other public comments? Is there a motion?
I thought we let it die. We just let it die.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Hope, you've got some discussion about workers' comp here.
Yes. So, as you know, MMIA is discontinuing their workers' compensation coverage effective June 30th. Last meeting, we sent out a request for qualifications to just our local insurance agents. I received one response. It was in your packet from Key Insurance. And so I'm asking that we go ahead and work with them, or we have to go outside of Big Tipper to look for an insurance agent.
Just stay local if we can.
So my thought was to meet with them and ask them to find quotes. And we have to be able to have a company that will cover our volunteer firemen as well, so that would be important. Anyway.
If Key comes back with quotes that we look at, compare it to what we were paying MMIA, and they're twice as much, or something that just is not acceptable, are we locked into Key Insurance, or can we say, no thanks, we're going to search someplace else?
That would make sense.
From what I understand, the Montana State Fund is going to be cheapest overall. That's where all the cities are going now. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be a good idea to get, you know.
It's just a quote. We're not going to
lock in. Yeah, it's just a quote. Yeah. I think we could turn mm-hmm. it down.
Mm-hmm. So we can look at what he says and then compare it to, can we get a quote from the state fund?
Well, they can. Key Insurance can get it for us. Okay. Yeah, they would just be our agent.
Okay.
And, you know, so when I have to file a workers' comp claim, I have somebody that I can work with.
Wouldn't that be nice to have somebody local? So, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, MMIA was easy.
Yeah.
We just went online and filed it, and they took care of it. So.
So we need to make a motion then just to get a quote from Key Insurance, or we're designating them as our insurance agent.
That's the way I read it.
That's the way I read this too.
Yep.
But that can be altered later on if need be.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lifetime.
It's not a contract.
Right.
All right, then I guess I'll make, we need more discussion.
Okay. Any other council discussion? Any comments or questions from the public? Nothing? Okay, if you want to move forward with a motion.
I'll make a motion, then we make Key Insurance our insurance agent for the city of Big Timber.
For workers.
For workers' comp. Yes, thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to name Key Insurance as the workman's comp insurance agent. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. Okay, next item is the lifeguards for this season. Nope.
So I've interviewed and hired 10 lifeguards for the season. I may have one more coming on. I usually like to have 12 because the kids have activities during the summer and go on vacation, so we want to make sure there's enough coverage when they're gone. But we have 6 returning this year, which is great, and then 4 new first-year lifeguards.
That's great. Do you feel like that year-end bonus is actually influencing them to stay on? Or?
I know they appreciate it. They get pretty
yeah.
excited about it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it carries them through to the seat because they want to get to the end.
Yeah, right.
Rather than walk away somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, the only good thing about that is these are students. they need all the money they can to get to college or get through college. So
sure.
I
think it's great.
These are all high school students, though.
What's that?
They're all high school students.
No.
Yep, they all are high school students, and I will say that the 4 first-year lifeguards are pending. They complete the certification, of course. So as long as they pass that certification, they will work. And then we have a few more that are getting certified to be swim instructors. So if they all pass that, we'll have 6 teaching swim lessons, which is really great. So, yeah.
This is a little bit off topic, but did we talk about raising rates for swimming lessons?
We decided to wait till next year. Oh. I didn't do it soon enough, unless we want to, because I have to start posting, because
yeah.
we start selling in May, and so I think I need to hit it earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. We've just had a lot on our agendas, mm-hmm. so.
Okay. I think it's something that we should do, because it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the public concerning the lifeguards? Nothing. Okay, Council.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the 2026 lifeguards list.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the 2026 lifeguards list. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Okay, next thing is claims payroll and overtime.
Yeah, Hope, I had a question on this. Second page under claim number 31047. I was just a little confused. It had a list under Sky Federal Credit Union, then I started going down there. There was 3 subscriptions, the Clark Municipal Institute, and then pool water testing supplies.
That's our credit card.
Oh. Okay.
That's what our
oh, sorry. I wasn't sure what you were asking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's our
thank you.
The 3 Microsoft Office subscriptions is 1. It was split it 3 ways.
Okay. Thank you.
What phase is the water storage tank, the Great Western Engineering, the 7000? What is that? Is there a certain phase that they're working on right now, or what is that?
You're working on the engineering.
The engineering for it. Okay. Do we have any idea of when that's actually the installation is going to take place? Or?
I think they're still talking. We possibly could send out bids this summer, so in the next few months. Geotech is the next step that has to come in and install that. Drill holes in rock.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for March 2026.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for March 2026. Is there any public comment concerning the claims, overtime, payroll? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion has carried. All right. Any public comment that was not on the agenda? Mark, first.
I just wanted to share that I'm in the planning stages of trying to put an Oktoberfest together, September 26th, that would include the Legion, Sheepherder Square, and Circle T. So I'm in the planning stages, so as I get more information and more do's and don'ts, I'll share a better plan.
Okay.
That's September 26th.
All right. Thank you.
This question is for Chris. If there's a, when do you do the water reports
for Big Timber?
The which ones? The the annual report?
Yeah.
They have to be in by June 30th.
Okay. And then there's a, is there a list of what chemicals are added to the water?
No, but I can give you a list of what's added.
Please.
Okay. Thank you.
It gives me a better what filters I need to buy. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
I guess I'll just add that the Chamber will be working on a fall festival probably in October. Since Mark's will be a pure Oktoberfest, ours will be more the hayride, pumpkin pie, apple cider thing. So stay tuned.
Okay.
Sounds good.
One more time, public comment. There being none.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
She's in Japan.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting's adjourned.
You get a bill out there?
Sure. Eventually.
They wanted to
call it.